Welcome to worship once again as we gather together apart. Whether you call Adelaide West home, or if you're from other churches and you're just checking us out, welcome. My name is Lynn and it's a joy to worship together. As we do each week, we light a candle here and at home. It symbolises Christ's presence with us as we meet, but it's also a symbol of us meeting together as we light candles in our homes together. This past week has been National Volunteers Week across Australia, acknowledging the generous contributions of our nation's volunteers helping to change communities and change lives. So thank you to everyone who volunteers time, skills, and energy in any way in the community and in our church, locally or more widely. We are grateful as a church and as a nation. For the kids today, we have kids' session brought to us by Andrew McDonough at the end of the service, Cecil, and Psalm 23, and he'll show us how to draw Cecil as well, so look out for that. And during the service, or after, there's some mindfulness colouring for any of us really, casting all your cares on him. As we pause in our week to worship together here in this way, we give God the glory, great things he has done.
Yeah. This morning's reading comes from 1 Peter 4, 12 to 14, and 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come upon you to test you, as though something strange was happening to you, but rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed by the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. To him be the power for ever and ever. Amen. For this word of the Lord, we are eternally grateful.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. Have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Oh Jesus, yours is the victory. Set me free, hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free, hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. In every chain, there's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope, living hope. Jesus Christ, my living
What are your cares? What keeps you awake at night? What concerns you? There is so much that we care about and that concerns us. You know, I care about those that are doing it tough at the moment. For those where isolation has caused hardship or loneliness, those that are fearful, the vulnerable that have been the most vulnerable at this time, those in countries without welfare where people are starving as they're not able to work during the pandemic, places where there isn't JobKeeper and where the government isn't providing welfare. You know, I care that people live with injustice or poverty. I care about people that are suffering. And I'm sure that you care about people in those sort of categories too. Last week we looked at a passage in 1 Peter 3, the hope we have. That passage also referred to suffering, and Peter, the author, encourages Christians facing suffering and tough times, reminding them of the hope that they have. They considered how the hope that we have is visible, to be ready when people ask us about it, and how we can be a people of hope in a world aching for hope, in a world where we see suffering. You know, this letter is a pastoral letter to the house churches scattered across the five Roman provinces. And today we are a scattered church meeting for church in our homes, looking forward to the day when we can meet in small groups or connect groups to participate in online church, and finally to meet face to face in the church building. But today we're very much a scattered church. Peter encourages his readers to continue living in the way of Christ, a clear call to holy living, which includes obedience towards God and love towards others. And through all this, believers are to persevere on the strength of God's grace. It has amazed me how the lectionary has spoken directly into the pandemic context over the last 9 weeks. Over and over, we've seen the hope of God. We've seen how words written many generations ago in a different context apply to our experiences today, different seasons, same advice. It's what keeps me excited about the scriptures, keeps me wanting to know more, learn more, and read more. It is God's unfolding story. In chapter 4, Peter writes about suffering again. And he says, don't be surprised by trials. It's not if, but when. Peter's taking the long-term view here. He's saying this will pass. It may not pass as quickly as we think, but it will pass. And we're a bit the same today, aren't we? This will pass. It may not pass as quickly as what we think or hope, but it will pass. The suffering can be as Christ suffers, or from someone giving us a hard time, oppressing us. Or our suffering is a natural consequence from our own actions, the mistakes that we've made. Peter is saying to the Christians and us, if you're suffering, take the long view. After all, one day Jesus will return. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. There's a gentleness here, a being with us, a staying with us. And Peter uses some rich imagery. In chapter 5, he talks about the devil prowling around like a roaring lion. You know, this is not Simba in The Lion King. Interestingly, the roaring lion is also a metaphor for God's power, and we've sung about that this morning. But that is a victorious, releasing power, whereas this is a hungry, even a hangry, roaring lion on the prowl to devour. Most of us that have grown up in cities find this a bit hard to imagine. A number of years ago, researchers were struggling to treat malaria. They'd be trying to treat the disease for a long time, but it seemed hopeless. And as fast as one patient was helped, three more came down with it. One day, someone realized the role of the mosquito as a carrier. And there were millions of mosquitoes carrying malaria, especially in low-lying and damp tropical regions. When they realized the real enemy, the prowling lion, new steps could be taken. Draining swamps near human habitations, mosquito nets were invented. Now, malaria is still unpleasant, but it is far less of a problem now that we know what's causing it. The mosquito was that prowling lion. And it's easy to see the parallels here in our time with COVID-19. There's a real enemy here, and it's like a roaring lion looking to swallow up someone. The word here is more than simply eat. It implies that the lion will simply gulp you down in a single mouthful. No time to protest or struggle. I wonder what the prowling lion looks like in our context. And I'm asking this beyond the pandemic, as that's the easy answer here. What is the face of evil for us in our time? We could name some of them: greed, injustice, human trafficking, abuse of all kinds, killing of innocent people, mothers and babies killed in a hospital, racism, treating people without human dignity, willful destruction of the environment, and we could go on. Peter tells us to be alert and of sober mind, to be aware of the roaring lion. In the last chapter of this letter, notice the rhetoric. These are the closing elements of a speech. Peter's closing the deal, so to speak, telling us what to remember. After all that he's spelled out, this is the motivating speech at the end, deliberately stirring our emotions on how we respond, the call to action. In the face of the prowling lion, the face of evil, the devil himself seeks to destroy us. In the face of the pervasive danger, the faithful, us, are to cling in hope to God's promised good, and to do so in three ways: to act humbly, acknowledging the providence of God; act watchfully; to be alert; and to act faithfully, resisting evil. Peter has explained in detail in this letter what God has done, and now what we do in response. He shows the despair and yet the hope. Humble yourselves, that he may lift you up, and cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. The word for anxiety in the Greek can also be translated as care or worry. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Cast all your worry on God, because God cares for you. Where to cast? I imagine casting out a net, throwing it out. Or it's the same word used for casting the cloaks on the road for Jesus to ride over on a donkey on Palm Sunday. not just timidly lifting up a few concerns. This is throwing our cares out to God. It's active, proactive responsibility. It's the sharing of our anxieties, our darkness, whatever we care about. And we do this with the assurance that God cares for us. You know, this speaks of relationship. Takes us from a duty or another thing to simply do into that relationship. It takes us from despair to hope, both for the Christians at the time and also for us today. We may be in a different season to them, but the same advice applies. And as we experience hope, we can be a people of hope in a world that is desperate for hope. On Thursday, we celebrate Ascension Day in the church calendar, when Jesus ascended into heaven. And now the community of Christ followers is gathering, as Jesus asked them to do, to await the Holy Spirit, and they're in prayer together. They don't know what the following days will look like. They don't know about Pentecost yet, but we know what happens. And we'll be celebrating Pentecost next Sunday. But in Acts 1, they are gathering in prayer. When we truly gather together in prayer, divine love, living hope connects us. What are your cares? Your worry, your anxieties? Whatever they are, actively cast them all on God, because God cares for you. God takes them from us as we act humbly and watchfully and faithfully. Amen.
You, deep stillness of the silent inland. For you, deep blue of the desert skies. For you, flame red of the rocks and stones. For you, sweet water from hidden springs. From the edges seek the heartlands, and when you're burnt by the journey, may the cool winds of the hovering spirit could soothe and replenish you. In the name of Christ, in the name of Christ. For you, deep stillness of the silent inland. For you, deep blue of the desert skies. For you, flame red of the roots and stones. For you, sweet water from hidden springs. From the edges seek the heartlands, and when you're burnt by the journey, may the cool winds of the hovering Spirit soothe and replenish you in the name of Christ, in the name of Christ, in the name of Christ, in the name of Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, Creator God, thank you for your hope. Your hope in our lives and your hope in the world. Thank you that we can cast all our cares on you and that you care for us, all of us, all humanity, all creation. Lord Jesus, we're sorry for those times when we forget this. When we do things, say things, think things that separate us from you and us from others. Thank you that these things and all our sins are forgiven through your death on the cross. Holy Spirit, help us to act faithfully, watchfully, and humbly. Help us to be active in our casting of our cares to God. And help us to live in a way that reflects God's care for us, to God and to others. And we pause to pray for our world today. We continue to pray for the coronavirus situation around our world. We pray for a vaccine to be developed quickly. We pray for all those struggling with this and for those working on the front line. We also pray for Bangladesh and India following a devastating cyclone in the last week. Lord Jesus, we're thankful for the many volunteers in our nation, our communities and our church, changing communities and changing lives. We remember them with thanks. And we pray for our nation as we enter National Reconciliation Week. Help us to be in this together, to build mutual respect and understanding so that we can shape a better future for all Australians. And as we pause to remember members of the Stolen Generations as we move towards National Sorry Day on Tuesday, we lament the past and we pray and hope for a more beautiful, generous and just Australia. Holy Spirit, we pray for those in our midst and those we know that are suffering, who are struggling with life, for those burnt by the journey of life, who are struggling with health or any other circumstance or without hope. And together we lift to you the names and faces of people, and we pray for your hope and healing, strength, guidance and peace for them. We offer you our prayers, spoken aloud and spoken in our hearts, together in the name of Jesus, our hope in suffering, our hope in life. Blessed be your name. Amen. As we finish this morning, I encourage you to reach out and to connect with others right now or straight after the kids session with Andrew. And the link to that session is on the Facebook group and also on the website. Kids would be interested in what you've created or drawn this morning and perhaps email them to us. Our giving of our offering and tithes continues. And as we give, we pray that God will use our gifts, our time, and us to share God's living hope with our community and our world. Prayer is always available. Just ring or email. Next week is Pentecost. Why not wear something red? And last year we made these doves, and we'll put up on an online video on their website and also on the Facebook group of how to fold these, and you might be able to use them then in the service next week. The service is now available anytime on YouTube on the Adelaide West Uniting Church YouTube channel. We have a few people interested in a midweek Bible study by Zoom to go a little deeper, and you don't need to be a part of Adelaide West to join this. That's the beauty of Zoom, as you can be anywhere. So if you'd like to join us, please email me. In this coming week, act humbly, watchfully, and faithfully in all you do. Cast all your cares on God, because God cares for you. God takes our cares, our worry, and our anxieties. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the cool winds of the hovering Spirit soothe and replenish you this day. Amen. Thank you for joining us.